Anderson House, and one moment. Bobby Denman will be taking notes, and Richard Rao is going to be talking to us. Okay, Richard.
All right, now all the documents that I'm giving you, I'm describing, I'm going to do them in a random fashion so there's no pattern to this. Let's take this. It's a poem written by my father around 1915 called The Suffragette Rag. That's one thing. Then a picture of him in the 1930s. I can't describe that picture.
May I put a mark on the back?
Here's a copy of the front page of the Post Gazette on the day, 2 days after his death in 1954, with the headline, Richard S. Rao, Civic Leader Dies. Here is a pamphlet called What American Neutrality Should Mean, a protest by Richard S. Rao, which was written in 1915. Here's a picture of his aunt, Helen B. Rao, who is his sister, and she died in 1963 at the age of 73. Here are some selected programs of mine, Richard E. Rao, the first is How the Other Half Loves, 1972. These are not in any order. Driving Miss Daisy, 1994. 1940s Radio Hour, 1987, and Star Spangled Girl, 1970. These are all done at the Pittsburgh Playhouse.
I'm trying to remember them.
And also,
Richard, I'm trying to number them accordingly.
Okay? Well, no, don't take that one. This last one is the Little Shop of Horrors in 1986 at the Pittsburgh Playhouse. Here is a program called Harry and Claire, a production I did at the City Theater in 1990. Here is a show called Last the Red Hot Lovers I did at Little Lake Theater in 1989. Here is a program called Pippin. Inside is a tribute to my mother after her death in 1993. Here's a picture of me riding a bicycle, 1943. I gave some money to the Gargaro Productions, and my name is now on the Richard E. Rao Conservatory for young people to do theater at Gargaro Productions. Here is an editorial in the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette after my mother's death, Helen Wayne Rao's death. Here are two newspaper articles.
Written by Richard Rawson.
No, not Rawson. He wrote that's the editorial right there.
I apologize. Sorry.
No problem. Here is a two newspaper columns written, done, one in 1935 and one in 1940. They're both on the same page. One indicates my mother is bound for Broadway, and the other one is the announcement of my birth in 1940. Here's a picture of my mother, early 1940s. Here are two film calendars that I did myself, Richard E. Rao, in the summer of 1997 at the Byam Theater for the Pittsburgh Cultural Trust. And it's a 5-week film series. Do you need both of them? Okay. Here's an article in Pittsburgh Magazine written by a student at Point Park College who graduated, and it is called The Real Man, and it is a story about me. I think the date is 1991.
Spelled R-E-E-L.
Right. Here is a picture of my grandfather and grandmother on my mother's side, Edward Sisson Wayne and his wife Leona. In the front row is my mother making a funny face.
Wonderful.
In the back it is described. Here is a picture of my great-grandfather on my mother's side, Max Sisson Wayne, taken in Sandusky, Ohio in the 1920s. Here's a picture of my father in around 1952, Richard S. Rao. Here's a picture of my mother, another publicity picture of my mother in the 1940s. Here is a picture of my mother in her show at the Pittsburgh Playhouse during the first season in 1935 called He Who Gets Slapped. She played a lion tamer. This is a picture of her at Deal, New Jersey about 1937. After my parents had gotten married in 1935. Here's a picture, a famous picture of my family anyway, of a large collection of people all sitting around a table at Bertha Florsheim's house on Bartlett Street. In the picture is my great-grandmother, Rosalia Lippman Rao, and her brother, Abraham Lippman, my great-grandmother, Pauline Florsheim, next to her is Aunt Helen, who is my father's sister, Helen Blanche Rao, and then next to her is Edna Florsheim, and then on the other side of this picture is my grandmother, Bertha Florsheim, next to her is my grandfather, Enoch Rao, so it's a significant picture, dated around 1910, probably. And I can't figure out the rest of the people. Here's a picture of me in a production I did in 1987 called The 1940s Radio Hour, and I played the character of Pops Bailey. And people came to see the show and thought that I was an old man and wasn't in the show. Here's a picture of my mother in our living room on Fair Oak Street in about 1947. Here is an interview done in Pittsburgh Arts Magazine in 1985 about me and the film series written by Dave Dorley. It's the best interview ever done of me, I think. It's very funny. In a way, there's a certain relaxed quality to it. And here's a history of the Rao family done up to a certain, I can't quite figure out the genealogy, but it gives a picture of some part of the family. Here is a photograph of my grandmother, my father, my aunt, and my great uncle. It looks like it's in the City County Building somewhere, where she is either starting up her career as head of the Department of Public Welfare or ending it. And of course, there's no way to know since there's no, absolutely no.
It's a wonderful shot because her face is reflected in the sink
Is interesting. And there's no, on the original, which I have, there's still nothing on it. So I have no idea what it is. We'll never know.
Yes.
Here are two letters addressed to Richard E. Rao, me. Katharine Hepburn in 1984 when I ran a film series of hers at the Pittsburgh Playhouse. I did 30 films of hers and she wrote me two letters. I wrote her two letters also that produced those two letters. Here is a a copy of an ad in TV Guide about my mother's program on television called Ask the Girls, which was a big hit on WDTV Channel 2 in the 1940s. Here is the obituary of my mother on her death in 1993 in the Post-Gazette. Here is an article written by Barbara Cloud in the Pittsburgh Press, I guess, in which she talks about my mother, who she says will be 80 on Thursday, and it's a very nice tribute to her. Here is...
From the Press or from the Post-Gazette?
Well, originally from the Press, and okay. Then switched to the Post-Gazette. I believe that is still from the Press, but I can't be sure. Here is an article welcoming Helen Wayne Rau back to the Pittsburgh Playhouse stage after an absence of 4 years, and the headline is Helen Wayne Rau back at Playhouse after 4 years. That's dated 1949. Here is a list of all of my mother's plays, and only recently did I discover that I made a mistake and left one out, and it's taken me all these years to figure it out. And the play that I missed was a play called Tongue in Cheek, done in April and to May in 1958. So the total number of plays that she did at the Playhouse was 38 and not 37, as I originally reported. And here is a list of those plays at the Pittsburgh Playhouse. Here is a document, a copy of a thing called the Rau Act, which City Councilman, my grandfather, Enoch Rau, did, making it possible for cities of first and second class to compensate city employees for lost time through injuries or illness.
What?
And this is also a history of the Rau Act. Here is a brochure announcing the professional season at the Pittsburgh Playhouse in the summer of 1998. One of the pictures in here is of me talking to the director, Raymond Lane, for the play Crap's Last Tape, which I will be doing in July of 1998 if I survive. Here is a program from the Pittsburgh Symphony in the show I did in 1997 called Strike of the I Sing with Frank Gorshin, in which I performed in front of a lot of people at Heinz Hall. Pardon. And this is the program. And the pictures of the actors are in the back. Here is a story on me in the, I don't know what paper this is, the McKeesport paper, about the beginning of the new series at the Byam Theater last summer of 1997. There's a picture of the Byam Theater, and the film The Graduate is shown as the picture that's coming up. That's the latest thing. Oh, you did that. You did that. That's a newspaper clipping. There are two parts to that. Here is a picture of my father and mother with her family in the summer of 1935. In the picture, which is all, they're all sitting in chairs on the outside, is my father. Next to him is his, then there's a picture of my mother, then her mother, my Aunt Ida, Aunt Sylvia Sisson-Wayne, her sister, and her husband, Roland Miller. The problem is it's not labeled.
What year?
About 1935. Here's a picture of my great of my grandmother, Leona Sisson Wayne, in 1944. Here's a picture of my mother when she first got married in 1935. Here's a picture of my grandmother's, Bertha Florsheim's brother, Bert Florsheim, who made all the money in the family. And he's out on a, looks like a engineering and surveying experience. The picture, I can't tell, is around 1910, maybe or a little earlier.
Amazing.
Here's a picture of my grandmother with my father and my sister, my father and my aunt, about 1901, somewhere, don't know where. We went to the shore every summer in Beach Haven, New Jersey. Here's a picture of our home, our cottage in Beach Haven.
That was in the 40s, is that correct?
We went there in the 40s and we kept going there until the early 60s. Here's a photograph that I like a lot, odd little photograph of my grandmother, Leona Sisson Wayne. Next to her is my mother's sister, Sylvia, my mother, and then her brother, Bob. And they're all sitting on the porch. Looks to me like it's around 1922. It's a whole family portrait. Here's the most significant picture, very significant. It is a picture of my grandmother, Leona, sitting next to a sort of fat woman who is my great-grandmother, Carolyn Bayer, who was not Jewish, and she's holding my Aunt Sylvia, who is now 91 years of age and lives in Allentown, Pennsylvania. In case anybody wants to be listening to this, Carolyn Bayer was a Lutheran, but she married Max Sisson Wayne, and they produced a son, Edward Sisson Wayne, who was therefore not Jewish, but he married a Jewish woman, so the lineage is okay.
We have that on the list.
And this is a picture of them in 1908 or 9 in Sandusky, Ohio. And here's another picture of the same thing at a distance, the house, to get a better picture of the house they lived in. It's the only photograph I have of that, and the only photograph I have of my great-grandmother, Carolyn Bayer. Here's a picture of my great-uncle, Bert, in a characteristic pose, sitting next to my grandfather, Enoch, who's wearing a straw hat in about 1917 on their porch on Bartlett Street. Here's a picture of my grandfather, Enoch Rao, about 1917 also. Here's a picture of my grandmother, Bertha Florsheim, standing next to their car, I guess, in front of their house with Uncle Bert driving it.
What kind of a car is that?
I don't know. No, I do. Here's a picture of my grandfather, Enoch, and my grandmother, Bertha, with my father and his sister around 1900. And here's a picture of my mother at about 6, I'm guessing, around 1918, holding a flower. Here's a picture of me and my mother, a color photograph, and my Aunt Gertrude, who is the wife of my mother's brother, Robert Sisson Wayne, but he died the same year my mother did, 1993. Anyway, this is just a photograph of them in the early 1970s. hand of me as well. When I was growing up, we had a dog. We had him only for 2 years. His name was Mike, and here's a picture of him. That picture was taken about 1953.
Is he a mutt?
Yeah. Here's a picture of me and Connie, who was our housekeeper for many years, almost my entire life. And this is taken in Beach Haven, New Jersey, about 1946. The two of us at the beach. 1946. Here are three pictures, all taken around the same time, of me on the beach, my mother on the beach, and my father on the beach, and they're all from about 1952 in Beach Haven, New Jersey. And here's a picture of me at the beach with my little friend Katie Norton around 1946 or 7. Oh, here's that photograph of my mother's family. It's actually labeled. And if you want to, you get the actual who's who who's on there.
Richard, do you know where this was taken?
No, probably. I really don't know. Here's a picture of my mother, my aunt, rather, and my father, taken around 1905. Richard S. Rao and Helen B. Rao are on that picture. She has a big bow in her hair. Here's a picture of me and my best friend when I was growing up, Ralphie Crawford, taken around 1952. In front of our rose bushes on Fair Oaks Street.
You wrote 50 on the picture.
Pardon me?
You wrote 50 on the picture.
Oh, okay, and then 1950. Could be 1952, but it's about 1950. Here's a picture of my father and mother, simply taken in the 1950s.
Holding a cigarette holder.
Yep, she always did. Here's a picture of my grandmother and my father. The picture looks like it's in the 1930s. They're sitting in a group photograph. It looks like the mid-30s. Here's a picture of the actual family of my grandfather and grandmother, Bertha and Enoch, and their two children, taken in 1900. Here's a photograph of both of them, and I'm not sure whether this was in Atlantic City or something, but they're sitting in, looks like I can't tell what that is.
Yeah. You don't know what year, huh?
Oh, it couldn't be more. It could be around 1905, 19, something like that.
That is a postcard, wasn't it?
Probably. Here's a picture again of the car in front of the Bartlett Street house, and this time my uncle, great uncle Bert, is in the car, and in the background you see my grandfather Enoch and his wife Bertha just standing there. This is when he was in city council.
But this is the car, is it Newtonbury?
Yes, but I don't think that's...
No?
Okay. No, I don't think so.
What year did you say, Richard?
About 19... That would be about 1916 or 17. Here's a photograph of my family, my grandmother, my father, and my grandmother's two sisters and brother, Bertha, Belle, and Edna Florsheim, and Bert Florsheim, and then my father's and they're all sitting in the living room, posed in front of a bookcase, about 1935. Here is a photograph of my great grandfather, Samuel Florsheim, who is Bertha's father, and that was taken about 1890. He was a violin maker and he did other things. Apparently, he was pretty well off.
He played as well. He told
me. I'm assuming. I don't know much about it.
He played the violin with a bow.
Right. When I was first born in 1940, there was a picture taken of my father and my mother holding me at about the age of 3 or 4 or 5 or 6 months, and that's that. In 1962, I was general manager of the radio station at Pitt, and this is a group photograph of everybody on the station at the University of Pittsburgh. I'm in the front row, and my best friend, Nathan Firestone, is the front row, first on the right. And a lot of these people, I have no idea whatever happened to them.
And Richard is third on the right.
Third from the right, right. I know everybody on that picture, but except the girl in the front row on the right-hand side between Nathan and myself, but I can't figure out anybody else. Everybody else I know. Here's a photograph of my mother, mid-50s, Helen Wainwright. And here are several photographs of her from the 30s. Here's one, 1930s. 34. Here's one probably from the 1940s. And here's one, and she's at an ironing board. Looks like she's not happy, and she's ironing. And I guess this is when I was born. Here's a picture of her when she was at Carnegie Tech back in the 1930s in some kind of publicity photo.
You don't know who's with her?
No, I don't know the guy. This is a picture taken, I believe, in the Beachview section of Pittsburgh. It was taken probably in 1943. It shows my mother chasing me through two bushes. The bushes are on either side, and it would probably be at my grandmother Leona's house. Looks like she's chasing me.
Lovely shot.
My father was interested in having the playhouse moved to another location in 1949 and 50, and he invited people like Brooks Atkinson, who was then a big drama critic at the New York Times, to help out. And here's a picture of my father and Brooks Atkinson. Unfortunately, I don't know who the man on the left is, but there are the two of them. That would be about 1950. My father is
so
on the right. Brooke Atkinson is
in the
center. Yes. And here is playhouse brochure put out called "The Renaissance of the Pittsburgh Playhouse Theater Center for the Benefit of the Greater Pittsburgh Community under the Direction of Point Park College." I would guess this is about 1980. Oh, here is that picture that I gave you earlier, but it has the info on the back, so if you find the other one, you don't need to keep it. This is a duplicate of it. Okay, this is two newspaper columns, long ones, describing the wedding of my grandmother, Bertha Florsheim, to Enoch Rao in 1888. And here are the description of the wedding, who was there, the food, the flowers. It's a most amazing. And those are both from 1888.
What is it?
Mary.
Bertha Florsheim and Enoch Brow.
And we're talking 18...
88. December, I think it's December 1888. What time do you have?
11:15.
Okay, here's a picture of my mother and her sister and my grandmother, Leona. This is taken about 1916. It's just the three of them. My mother's about 4 years old in that picture.